You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, shovels at 8:30 on this Taco Tuesday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baseball winter meetings. Do you find this, Jeremy, to be more of a more anxiety for these winter meetings than have been for in years past?
It is. I got a message from a buddy that said, it's so great to hear all these things that are being said. Like, they're in on this guy, they're in on that guy. And then, like, to hear reporters say it, there's multiple reporters saying that they've been in on Schwarber, that they've been in on Pete Alonso, who's now driving to the winter meetings to go meet with the Red Sox and Orioles. You know, we've talked about Kyle Tucker and then all the different pitchers that are out there, and there's a boatload of them. They have the ones that they like. Ranger Suarez could be one that's coming here. A lot of people have said Ranger Suarez is a younger, better version of Framber Valdez at this point. But I've heard that Framber Valdez is probably going to sign before most of these guys by the end of the week. With, I'm not saying with the Orioles, but he's going to pick his team. But yeah, like the guy Chuck wrote me and he said if they're doing this and they do the old Charlie Brown and pull the football away from me every time I think they're going to sign somebody, I'm going to be upset. But I got to admit, it is nice hearing that we're in on all these free agents. And by the way, in years past, we didn't hear they were in on Shohei Ohtani.
No,
we didn't hear they were in on somebody.
Absolutely not the number one free agents.
Kyle Tucker's the number one free agent, and they're in on him. So you could say what you want. And even Mike Elias come out and said, people asking, are you going to offer serious money? He's like, we already have offered a ton of money. So we're waiting to hear back.
Rock Abaco joins us from MassiveSports.com, School of Rock. Rock, how is Orlando?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm just thinking of what rumor I can start. I haven't really started a good one yet. So stay with me on this. I'm going to report, according to industry source familiar with negotiations, that Mike Elias had Kyle Tucker, Kyle Schwarber, Pete Alonso, Framber Valdez, and Ranger Suarez in his suite at the same time they set up an omelet bar. I'm running with that one.
Rock, we were just talking, man. It's kind of refreshing that here we are at winter meetings and the Orioles are in rumor on national level rumors about being in on some heavy hitters.
It's really funny that, that they are right now the talk of the meetings. They haven't done anything, but I think it's just because it's the Orioles. If this was the Yankees or Dodgers, I don't think it would get as much attention. But it's like, wow, are these guys, you know, serious about being big players and free agency? And, you know, they sound much more confident that they're going to get something done than they have in the past. And if you trace the history recently under the Angelos family, then even when Mike Elias was first hired, you know, he wasn't looking to make any big moves in free agency. He was building his analytics international scouting departments, and they were rebuilding, and there were still limitations after that. We haven't had a whole lot of off seasons with David Rubenstein and his ownership group, so we don't really know how they would react. And it's the first time that he's owned the team when they've been in last place. So, you know, maybe it's a new period here. But, you know, the interesting things we found out yesterday, because the names we keep hearing, like the ones I named, have been attached to them all off season. But the fact that Michael Eye said, yes, the payroll could hold a big ticket item for the rotation and the lineup. Now, it can hold it. That doesn't mean they're going to do it, but they do have the payroll space. And position doesn't matter offensively if they go out and get a hitter. It can be a first baseman, even though they don't need a first baseman. It could be outfield. It could be a designated hitter, which is not what they had planned, because they were going to use that as a flexible spot to rotate guys like Basayo, Rutschman, Mayo, whomever. They just want a big bat, and they'll make it work. So it is interesting that they've created such a loud buzz here just because they are willing, supposedly, to do all these things.
Well, since you mentioned it, what do you think about Pete Alonso driving up from his house in Tampa to Orlando? And how would he fit in here?
Yeah, he's well, right? I mean, it's, you know, I mean, they would make it fit. Like, again, do they need a first baseman? No. But they could absolutely use that bat and that clubhouse leadership. And I think that is kind of an underrated focus for them, is that they need at least one or more strong veteran voices, the voice and lead by example type guys that were missing. Right? Ryan O'Hearn tried to be that guy and then was traded. But, you know, but then they would just have to make it work. You know, you always hear about this first domino falling in free agency, like the first big name goes off the board and the others follow. The Orioles have their own game of dominoes, where it's like the first move they make here is going to lead to other moves. If you go and sign Pete Alonso, then you're going to have to trade at least one of your first basemen. That puts Mountcastle or Mayo in a package for possibly a starter. If you bring in an outfielder to play center field, I'm going to say something outrageous like $400 million for Kyle Tucker, which I still don't believe, but we'll see. Then you've got to trade an outfielder. And is that Colton Cowles or is that Dylan Beavers or some combo, and you're going to package for a starting pitcher? So anybody you bring in to fit in this lineup like that is going to have to lead to another move in order to make room, and they're more than willing to do that.
Hey, Rock, who do you think's the best fit? Not only from, and I know you're kind of matching it up and they can take whatever hitter they want, but especially for the pitching side, which is there a starting pitcher that you think you would like to see come here over the other ones? Or just give me your basic thoughts on the starters, because there's a lot of names and it's trying to figure out which ones that you want to go after. And it seems like the Orioles are in all of them.
They are. And I mean, you know, obviously Framber Valdez would be a number one. Ranger Suarez, I guess, would be a one. But also, I would be fine with a Michael King, who might be a two or three, as long as you have Bradish and Trevor Rogers and you're confident Rogers is not going to show any signs of regression, and he shouldn't, to have a big top three like that and then fill it out. They're going to sign somebody else or trade for somebody else. There's going to be another starter back end, but you've got Tyler Wells, you've got Dean Kramer, and you have the guys that could compete and prove the depth. I think any of those fit. I mean, you know, and I think Suarez is going to be cheaper than Valdez, and numbers are comparable. And, you know, Valdez, depending on what you believe, could come with a little bit of baggage. I mean, he's a bit of a, we'll say a bit of a character.
Yeah.
But so, and either one of those would certainly enhance the rotation. I think Suarez is a little younger and has been really good as a postseason pitcher. So, you know, any of those guys would make a big difference in that rotation. And then, of course, with the Orioles' luck, they'll all get hurt by May. But in the meantime, it would be a big strike.
Michael Eyes isn't worried about payroll restrictions. Read about it at massinsports.com. Rock Abaco wrote about it. Rock, enjoy Orlando. Leave Minnie alone, all right?
You got it. I'm wearing my Mickey ears. It's Mickey Janis, but I got the Mickey ears on.
There you go, man. Thanks a lot, Rock.
Minnie and Mickey got divorced. She was effing goofy. You didn't know that one?
Hey! Yeah! Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Right. Well, how are you, man?
If I want to talk about celebrity hitting on your girl. Back in the 80s, I went to see the Get Band, my favorite group in the 80s, right? And I had front row seats. And the guitarist, Lonnie, was looking at my girl and just all the whole concert, you know, he ogling her and she's ogling him. And I'm like, girl, you want to get on the stage? You came with me, you know, I'm so mad. Sitting there at the concert, front row.
Gap band.
Did she go home with you?
She did. Okay. She did. All
did right. She drop the bomb on you?
But she was thinking of him.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, Mike, she was thinking about him, though. I'm just letting you know.
I wanted to go oops upside his head.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.